Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
That's right, it is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one. If we are on Facebook Live, hello Facebook Livers. Join us because it's Woman Crush Wednesday and we have a wonderful lady in studio with us today. So exciting. Her name is Kaylee Niedermeyer. She is a South African professional female MMA athlete who trains right here in Durban North. And as an amateur, Kaylee has the honor of competing and representing South Africa. Kaylee turned pro back in 2021 and currently has a pro record of 2 wins and 1 loss. Now, Kaylee has dedicated her life to martial arts and has overcome a fair share of obstacles and challenges. And she has a lot of gratitude for what she has gained in her life through this journey and why she loves sharing it through with women as well, through teaching via her home gym. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Carol.
It's so good to have you in studio.
So happy to be here.
Listen, when Lucille, the receptionist, was like, Kaylee's here, and Rory's like, hey, be careful, she'll beat you up. I'm sure that's the running joke. Everyone that knows you knows you're an MMA fighter. I'm sure that's the running joke.
Yeah, my poor husband gets a lot of jokes about it as well, about staying in line. But I'm actually the most non-confrontational person out there.
Now, Kaylee, I'm sure a lot of people ask, why would someone, you sound so soft-spoken, you look like a girly's girl, why would you opt to get in a ring and just like pow, 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 pow?
I think because I've got some screws loose. No, I'm joking. I started martial arts when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And literally, it's a weird thing to explain to people because it sounds crazy when I say it. But my first lesson, I literally said, I'm going to be world champ. And I didn't care about any other sports since then. Growing up, all my other friends were doing ballet and all the things. Right. I was literally all in from day one. So I don't know if a five-year-old can have passion.
Right.
But I just feel like I was born to do it because just something in me just said, this is me. And from then, I just kind of ended up progressing to kickboxing and then landing up in a cage.
Wow. Yeah. So where did it start? It start with karate?
Yes, karate.
Okay, so at 5 years old, you were doing karate.
Yeah.
So what was the playground like for the other children with Kaylee starting in karate?
No, I've always been like a really gentle person. Right. And for me, it's not even a violent thing. It's right. It's a technical
discipline thing.
Yeah. Even when I'm in the cage, it's not necessarily that I feel violent.
Right.
It's just about application of technique. And yeah.
Right.
That, unfortunately, the result of that is violence.
Yes. And so, how do you deal with that? Because I think a lot of the time, with us, we watch the sports, we enjoy the sports, and then like when we see what happens to like your face after the sport, you're like, was that really worth it? I mean, how do you deal with that as a lady? Because this, you know, for women, we're going into sports territories that were officially like created with men in mind, right?
Yeah.
And we're going in there and we're breaking these molds and we're doing exceptionally well and we're creating our own paths. But in doing so, you have these strange questions. So pardon my ignorance, because I'm going to ask all the strange questions.
Like,
how does it, like hubby, when you come out of the ring and you don't look like Kaylee that walked into the ring, how does this all work?
Well, hubby gets a little bit worried about walking around in public with me, that's for sure.
Because he looks like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Hey man, let me show you something. What are you doing to your wife? Yeah.
Yeah, but generally, like the last one, I was banged up enough that people asked me, like, how does the other person look? And,
right.
Yeah, it looked obvious that I'd been in a fight. It wasn't just like one bruise, you know?
Right.
But all of those challenges are really worth it. And to be honest, I've never had, so far, like a really bad injury on my face.
Yeah, because you're hooking them up, right?
Well, I've been on the receiving end for sure as well.
Yeah.
But generally, those are more superficial. That for me, the scarier ones are the actual injuries, because that means like time off, like joint injuries and breaks and tears and that kind of thing. And those are bigger obstacles to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me, what has this world of fighting taught you about yourself?
It comes with so many obstacles and so many challenges, and I've experienced quite a few injuries. And just to be able to kind of prove to myself that I can continuously overcome obstacles is such a powerful thing. And yeah. it really, like every time a life challenge or an obstacle comes up, I have so much to fall back. I've gotten through this, that it's really empowering and just gives you the courage to kind of face anything that comes up in the future.
Wow.
So it's really like shown me what I can be capable of. And even it surprises me because naturally I am a soft-spoken person and quiet, right. And to kind of realize, you know what, I am powerful and I've got this is something that's really empowering.
It's very empowering. We're going to talk more about encouraging other women to follow their dreams. There might be a mom sitting now saying, I've always wanted to do this, but I've just never been, you know, courageous enough to embark on the journey. So we're going to give them some inspirations to take on those fears and tear them apart and follow their dreams. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We're hanging out with Kaylee, everybody. She is a pro MMA fighter and she's doing her thing. And we love to hear more about what her journey's been about. If you want to ask a question, you're welcome to 061-792-9495.
Carol Ofori.
Yes, if you're just joining us, welcome. What a time to join us. We have an MMA fighter in here. And it's Kaylee. Her name is Kaylee Niedermeyer. Kaylee is a South African professional female MMA athlete who trains right here in Durban. Isn't that awesome? As an amateur, Kaylee has had the honor of competing and representing South Africa across the world. And Kaylee turned pro back in 2021 and currently has a pro record of 2 wins and 1 loss. Believe it or not, the loss did not happen when she hurt her arm. She's currently got a cast on her arm. And I believe you won. You beat someone up with one hand. Hi, Kaylee. Clearly, I mustn't have too many drinks and say something crazy to you. So tell me about that. How did you do that? You won a whole fight with one hand.
So I injured it in my training camp.
Yeah.
But I had come off a long rehab from ACL surgery.
Yeah.
As well as a shoulder surgery.
What's ACL?
It's a ligament in your knee.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the most feared injuries for athletes because it's just such a long recovery back into action.
Right.
So that happened after I was kind of cleared from my shoulder surgery. So it had just been a long time off. And wow. When I hurt my hand, I was just like, no, I can't start again at square one of rehab. So I decided to just go in.
Fight with one hand.
And do the fight. I mean, you have adrenaline in there. So I didn't know how much I was going to be able to use it once the adrenaline kicked in.
Right.
And definitely could use it, but I felt it, but not to the extent I felt it after the fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me, when they close that cage door, is that when the adrenaline starts or is it from people chanting as you come out of the locker rooms?
The whole build up. You're in the warm-up at the back and you've got a screen watching all the other fights go on and it's getting closer and closer to your fight.
Wow.
Actually, the whole week. But then right. Just before the fight, they put you in a little room before you go on as well. And that's probably when it like intensifies
really
the most
in.
For me.
Right.
And yeah.
Wow. I'm completely amused by what you do. Incredible that you do what you do. If someone like Carol Ofori decides, I want to be an MMA fighter, can you help me? Can you train me?
So I have a lot of women that come and train with me for different reasons.
Okay.
And I like to say that because not everyone wants to be a fighter.
Mm.
But like I said, I've gained so much through the sport, whether it's through health, fitness, whether it's through me knowing, discovering my power, and gaining confidence.
Yeah.
If it's just a stress relief, there's so much that I've gained through the sport that I really feel like women can take from that in whatever the way they want to, whether that's getting in a fight or just learning some techniques or doing it for fitness.
Right.
So yeah, it's definitely something that everyone can gain a lot from.
I love it. I have so many questions for you, but we are so time pressed. So here's one.
I just wanted to ask Kaylee, how would we follow her, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or an MMA page? You know, South Africans are probably the strongest supporters of all sporting codes, and it's good that we've got a female MMA fighter doing us proud, and best wishes going forward.
Love it. So how do people stalk you, basically?
So my Instagram page is Smiley Savage.
Okay.
MMA.
Okay, Smiley Savage MMA.
Yes.
All right, so also those who want to train with you, would they get in touch with you there?
Yes, they can just DM me via Instagram.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, Kaylee, I wanted to sit here and ask so many like questions. So little time. Women, we really just figure out how to do days, even though we're fighting our own bodies every day. And I can imagine you as a woman, you have your body to fight, then you're fighting people as well. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for us who are fighting just to excel in another day?
Do you mean in your day to day?
Yeah, you know, we always have challenges, whether it's, you know, we don't have work, or we're having problems in our marriage, or, you know, we have issues. How do we just find the light?
Yeah. So for me, like, having belief in yourself and confidence in yourself is such a key factor in being able to overcome obstacles. And when those challenges arise, knowing you have the ability to get through them and overcome them. And you can get that from two different places, in my opinion.
Okay.
You can have just delusional confidence.
Right.
And that's just that crazy belief in yourself.
Right.
And knowing what you're worth.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's important too, to have this delusional confidence in ourselves sometimes if we want to do something crazy. And then rational confidence. And this comes again from creating a stack of evidence of what you're capable of, what you're able to overcome. And that comes from doing hard things. So for me, do hard things and push yourself to your limits, even on those days that are challenging, because then you're just creating this big evidence stack of things that you can always rely on, and you're going to grow from it, and afterwards you're going to feel pretty good about yourself if you just did something hard.
So for me, doing hard things are super powerful.
Yeah.
That is so momentous, because I think we do hard things and then we overcome them as ladies, and then we keep moving. And if we reflect back on those things we've done that were exceptionally hard, like for me, it was being the opening act for Rory last year. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, was go on a stage and tell jokes. I literally felt sick. And now you're saying, remember those moments that you overcame it and let it propel you in your times of difficulty.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, you're a star. Kaylee! When is your next fight? We need to come and scream in the audience. Go, Kaylee. Go, Kaylee. Go. When is the next one? I know you're in recovery, but when is your next one? Do we watch your socials for more?
Yeah, you can just keep an eye on my socials. Yeah. I'm hoping this is going to be a quick turnaround, this injury, a quick one in comparison to the previous one. So I should be back in action soon. And then, yeah, fights will come up on the socials if they're in the works.
I love it. Smiley Savage MMA is Kaylee's Instagram. Follow her if you want to train with her, if you want to see a fight, so if you just want to follow her. Kaylee, you're amazing. Thank you for that advice. We go through hard times for a reason, and we must remember those hard times.
Yeah.
I love that. That is like, woo! Like, I can go home now. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Kaylee, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Carol O'Fourie, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.